At the Allegheny County Courthouse tomorrow, a white police officer goes on trial for fatally shooting an unarmed black teen last summer. The jury comes from the Harrisburg area, though, after a judge ruled that pretrial publicity in Pittsburgh posed a threat to a fair trial. 90.5 WESA's On Lee Herring reports.
It was around 9 p.m. on June 19th that East Pittsburgh Borough Officer Michael Rossfeld pulled over a car that had been involved in a drive-by shooting just minutes earlier. His gun drawn, he ordered the three occupants out of the vehicle and to the ground. Suddenly, the two passengers bolted. One of them was Antoine Rose, who Rossfeld shot three times while he was fleeing. Rose had no weapon, and just last week, the other fleeing suspect pleaded guilty to firing the shots in the drive-by. Someone in a nearby house caught the shooting on video, posting it on Facebook hours later.
And so this time, before the police could create a narrative that would justify the shooting of Antoine, we saw the video, we saw him running away.
That's activist Jasiri X, who helped lead protests last summer that stretched out for weeks after Rose's death.
Three shots in the back, how do you justify that? Three shots in the back, how do you justify that?
For the demonstrators and others, Rose's death fit a national pattern of police brutality against black residents. A week after the shooting, County District Attorney Stephen Zappala charged Michael Rossfeld with homicide.
You do not shoot somebody in the back if they are not a threat to you.
The DA said Officer Rossfeld did not face a threat of death or serious bodily injury when Rose ran away from him, and added that after the shooting, the officer gave conflicting accounts of whether he thought the fleeing victim was armed. But Rossfeld's attorney, Patrick Tomasi, says the fact that Rose was in a car involved in a drive-by shooting should be taken into account.
This car was involved in an attempted murder. That's why it's being stopped. It's not being stopped for going through a stop sign. People in that car, whoever, just tried to kill somebody.
Tomasi says the jury should hear that Rose had a gun magazine in his pocket when he was killed. The lawyer says it's crucial to showing the car the teen was in was part of a felony in progress. But the government argues that the evidence is not relevant because it says Rossfeld couldn't have known Rose was carrying the magazine when he fired his weapon. Pittsburgh civil rights attorney Tim O'Brien says the jury will need to decide whether the officer could reasonably have seen Rose as a threat. He notes that the law gives police the benefit of the doubt and says Rossfeld's lawyer will argue a number of factors.
That the officer's ability to observe wasn't as clear because it was dark, because of where he was standing, that he misinterpreted something that he saw, and that it was a mistake.
This case also reveals something we've seen in other police departments across the country, the lack of a policy on when to use deadly force. DA Zappala criticized the now-defunct East Pittsburgh Police Department for apparently having no policies in substantive areas. University of Pittsburgh law professor and WESA legal analyst David Harris says this fact will likely be part of the defense.
I was trained this way. I did what I was trained to do. I did not go outside the training. That's what his contention will be.
Activist Jasiri X says no matter what the defense argues, he hopes the video will convince jurors.
Video of a young man running away unarmed being shot three times in the back. It should be open and closed, and the fact that it's not is super problematic.
Since the jurors live 200 miles away, the trial will run through the week and into the weekend if necessary. Pittsburgh officials are taking extra security measures around the courthouse and say they're prepared for possible unrest, depending on what the verdict is. Anlie Herring, 90.5 WESA News.